Lesson 5C, Exercise 4. Conversation 1.
What's up, Matt?
I had a silly argument with Jenny.
Why?
Well, it started with something really small. She asked who I was going to vote for in the election, and I said nobody. I mean, they're all a bunch of liars.
So?
Jenny kept on arguing that I had to vote. She's quite politically active, you know. In the last election, she was out there knocking on doors and giving out leaflets.
Well, it doesn't sound like you had an actual row.
We did. It all blew up when she told me it was my duty to vote. She claimed I was being irresponsible, so I hit the roof. I told her she was totally wrong. I take my responsibilities seriously. She insisted I should make up my mind, so I walked out of the room and slammed the door.
I'm sure that didn't help.
Nope. She hasn't answered my calls today.
Well, I'd just do nothing and let it all blow over.
Conversation 2.
You look a bit down in the dumps.
Yeah, I am. Danica and I had a fight.
How did that start?
It was after she took me to this art gallery with some of her friends from art college. We had to queue outside in the rain. Then we went into this dark room and moving pictures of flowers appeared on the walls.
So, why did you argue?
Well, she asked me if I liked it and I said it was rubbish. I mean, how much talent does it take to set up a projector? She remarked that I didn't understand. I felt like she was judging me, so I called her pretentious. I shouldn't have done that. It really upset her.
To be honest, I'd be mad if someone called me pretentious.
I did apologise, but she's still fuming.
She'll get over it. And if she takes you somewhere like that again, try engaging with her about it. Ask her to explain why she thinks it's good. Who knows? Maybe you'll start to like it too.
Conversation 3. What's the matter, Jess?
Stephen and I have had a huge row. He lent me his laptop and I damaged it.
How did that happen?
I had the laptop on a coffee table and I knocked the table over when I got up to answer my mobile. The laptop fell onto the floor and two of the keys on the keyboard came loose. I admit I was a little careless, but it could happen to anyone. It's not my fault.
What did he do when you told him?
I was going to tell him, but he noticed it before I could explain it to him. Then he was totally unreasonable. He started yelling at me. Maybe he thought I was going to pretend I hadn't damaged the laptop. But I wasn't going to lie or anything.
That's really stupid of him. Listen, how about I go and have a chat with him? It wouldn't cost much to repair the laptop, if the damage is as minor as you say it is. That'll probably be enough to make him cool down.